Long ago in the city of Verona lived two noble families, the Capulets and the Montagues. For as long as anyone could remember, there was much hatred between the two families. Romeo, the son of Montague, was the only one who wanted to make peace. One day, Romeo heard there was going to be a feast at the house of Capulet. He decided to go, but in disguise, so that no one would know who he was. When Romeo arrived there, he looked around the room and caught sight of a girl so beautiful that he could think of nothing else. When he found out that she was Juliet, Capulet's daughter, he was stunned. Juliet also fell in love with the young man. When she heard that he was Romeo, the only son of Montague, she could hardly believe her misfortune. "My only love sprung from my only hate," she said. Later that night, Romeo was walking past the Capulet's garden when he suddenly stopped. "Can I go forward when my love is here?" He decided to climb over the wall and meet Juliet. Then he saw her standing on the balcony. Juliet had not seen him. "Romeo, Romeo," she said to herself. "Why are you Romeo? Refuse your name, and I'll no longer be a Capulet." Romeo was filled with joy. Romeo and Juliet confessed their love to each other and married in secret the very next day. While Romeo was coming back from the secret wedding, he came across Tybalt, Juliet's cousin, who had been arguing with Romeo's friend Mercutio. In the fight that followed, Tybalt killed Mercutio and then fell dead from Romeo's sword. Romeo had to escape from the city of Verona. Juliet's parents told her that she should marry another man. Filled with despair, Juliet went to the priest who had married them to ask for help. He had a plan. He would give her something to drink, which would make her sleep for 40 hours. Her family would think she had died. Meanwhile, the priest would send a letter informing Romeo, who would then take Juliet away with him. The next day, Juliet was found lifeless in her bedroom. When Romeo heard the bad news, he believed Juliet was really dead because the priest's letter had not reached him by an unfortunate accident. He could not live without her. The only thing he wanted was to die next to Juliet. He drank a deadly poison, kissed his beloved Juliet goodbye, and died. A few minutes later, Juliet woke up and realized what had happened. She took Romeo's dagger and stabbed herself. When the true story of Romeo and Juliet was made known, their families decided to put an end to their hatred.